Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new product that we will be carrying for a while.
Back in May of 2020, we began selling phone sanitizers because we thought it was important. And we've heard about the advantages of UV light, ultraviolet light to sanitize items. And as a result of that, we really wanted to help you guys out to have an accessible way to sanitize items, especially right now. And we've offered a few sanitizers, and this by far, in terms of sanitizers that take a short amount of time and that sound relatively good and that have nice features, is our favorite by far.
We should have done this a long time ago because things just happen and we use our phones and stuff on a regular basis and we don't even think about how dirty and disgusting they can actually be.
But now, we have a heightened sensitivity to dirty, disgusting things. At least, hopefully we do, as a result of COVID. And so maybe more of us are now more cautious about these things. So we are very pleased to be offering you a phone sterilizer or phone sanitizer. And it uses ultraviolet light in order to sanitize your phone. However, it is so much more than just a sanitizer for your phone. You can put cash in here, credit cards, watches, jewelry, pacifiers, keys, iPods, MP3 players, all kinds of small objects. As long as whatever you're putting into this thing is 6 inches or less, then it will fit. So you've got all sorts of options for things you can put in here to sterilize it. So it's a really excellent way to kill germs using UV light. However, one of the things that has made me a little probably extra paranoid about these things is the UV light. UV, of course, standing for ultraviolet. If you are using one of these items, one of these sterilizers or sanitizers, and you put in your device, your phone, your jewelry, whatever, and then you start the sterilization process, and I'm using the words sterilization and sanitizing pretty much interchangeably here because it's essentially cleaning your phone or disinfecting your phone, and you begin the process, it's usually by pressing a button on one of these little devices, you don't know when it's finished. So unless you've read your instructions or read your documentation carefully, it might be 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. And if you open it before it's finished, it's going to be shooting ultraviolet light into your face. You do not want this because it's radiation. So you want to make sure that you are being safe with these things and that you have the ability to know precisely when it is finished. And that is what makes this one extra cool.
So first, let's explain what this is before we talk about what makes it extra cool.
Absolutely. You want to know what you're looking at here. So Chris, tell us all about it.
So it's a box. Little plastic box. On the top face, you've got two buttons. The one closest to you is the sanitization button. And the one furthest away from you is the aroma button. And then there is a little light.
And I'm sure this light changes colors depending on what you are doing with your box. So probably when you power it up, it's one color. When you start sanitizing, it's one color. When you start aromatherapy, it's one color. Most likely that's how the little light works.
So on the back, you have a micro USB port. And that is how you connect the included micro USB cable. On the front, you'll find like a little ledge on the bottom where you can put your thumb. And you lift the lid up and it now opens and you can check out the chamber. Of course, we're doing this with the machine completely powered down. We don't want to accidentally turn it on while we're playing with our fingers in here. In the back, it looks like you can find the lights. And on the front, it looks like you can also find the lights. They feel like light bulbs. On the inside of this box, we've got four dots, and that's to hold your phone up. You also have two dots on the front, so perhaps be for a bigger phone on the front to lift it up a little bit. And there's a little round stand, it looks like, within the box as well. So you can lift a larger phone up, it looks like.
So you got six dots in total, two on each side and
yes.
Two on the front?
Yes.
So when you rest most of your phones in there, when you're trying this, it just rests on the four on the sides?
Yes. On the inside of this box, on the left side, you've got an oval-shaped thing that looks like a grate. That's where you put your aroma liquid. You want to do no more than six drops.
So if you have a favorite essential oil or essential oil blend, you can drop it in there, put a few drops in, and you can then use the aromatherapy function to make your phone smell nice. It's just an extra little perk of this device.
So I've got a phone here. It's an Android phone.
You can try four more times.
You can hear it.
What kind of phone is it, Chris?
It is a blue phone. It's not blue. It's blue. It's BLU. It is, if I remember correctly, a 6.2-inch phone. So it's a decent-sized phone. It is not in a case. And I'm going to put the phone in. You can do it either upside down or right side up. I'm going to put mine laying on its back, and I'm going to close the lid. It's perfectly closed.
And that's now actually a little bigger than the phone instructions says that it holds. So that's cool if it's 6.2 inches. That's nice.
Yeah, I believe it is 6.2 inches.
So, Chris, why don't we plug this puppy up and see what she sounds like?
So, if you have a dog, you might want to put the dog in another room or run away, or your dog might bark. I'm going to connect micro USB cable to the back of the little box. The little nibs are facing up. But when you plug it in...
Welcome to use the multifunctional disinfection machine.
So she definitely has an accent, but she's very pleasant. You can understand what she said. Welcome to something multifunctional disinfection machine. I don't know what that one thing is she said.
Right.
So she's your little female Asian voice who will let you know what is going on. And you have the ability to know that, in fact, you are ready to now go. And you can press either of the buttons Chris described a moment ago to begin either aromatherapy or sterilization.
So I'm going to press the sterilization button.
Hello, the disinfection process is in progress.
Hello, the disinfection process is in progress.
Right. If I press it again, and you have to be a little hard on these buttons. They're not easy to press.
Hello, the disinfection process starts.
So that basically means it's still going, still going, still going, still going. It's not reset. It's just going. It's like, hey, still working here. If you wanted to stop it, you'd have to unplug the entire thing and start over. But yes. You're not hurting it by pressing the button again. You don't have to worry about that. You can press it three or four times. It's going to say the same thing.
Right. And when it's done, it will tell you that it is complete. However, it doesn't make the little doorbell sound when it says it's complete.
Now, let me tell you a cool thing about sterilizing with this one versus with some others that you might find on the market. For one thing, the one that I have takes 15 minutes to sterilize. Well, that's kind of a long time. And it doesn't have voice prompts. So I have to kind of remember, okay, I started it at this time. So I usually find out what time it is, start sterilization, wait 15, 16, 17, 18 minutes. Because I do not want to open that with UV lights flashing at me. And then I will open it up and take out my phone. This one only takes 6 minutes to either sterilize or to do the aromatherapy function. If you wanted to, you could even start both sterilization and aromatherapy at the same time. So you'd press one button, then press the other button. That's really cool in that it takes a very short amount of time to do it. So if you're planning to go out the door and you're going to go make yourself a cup of coffee before you leave, you could start sterilization of your phone and leave it and come back and you'll hear it say that your sterilization has stopped, because she will tell us that in 5 minutes or so now when she's actually done. So it only takes 6 minutes. Another thing that you sometimes find with these is that not only does it take longer than this one, but some of them make you turn whatever you've put in it, like your phone. So if your phone is on its back, like Chris's is, it may tell you at some point you need to open it up after the light turns a certain color, of course, and then turn it over onto its face. So it means the lights, I guess, aren't interspersed enough or aren't in enough places in order to get both sides of your phone clean or whatever you've put in. So who wants that? You want to put it in, clean it, and forget about it until the next time you want to clean it.
I think that's why those raised lines are there, so that it can lift it up a tiny bit, so that it's not just laying directly on the floor of the chamber, so that the lights can get under the phone.
The other thing that's really nice about this one is the other one that we tested is smaller. So you had a good example of something that wouldn't work in the other one we tried.
Yeah, I had a ring. And the way that the ring was shaped, I couldn't close the lid of the other sanitizer. This one, no problem.
So if you had rings with multifacets or your engagement set or whatever, you should have no issues whatsoever putting it in here, letting it sanitize it, and then taking it back out. No problem. If you had several small pieces of jewelry, you could put those in here too without a problem. You just need to make sure that the top closes and then you will be ready to go. Another quick thing we'd like to mention to you while we're waiting for this to finish cleaning is the fact that if you're a little nervous about the port on the back, couple things to say about that. One is that if you're nervous about how the micro USB goes into the port, we have a solution that might help you. We have a set of three micro USB cables. They're really nice. They're braided. They have a really strong core and they're reversible. So you can put it in either way without worrying about which way the little nibs face, and it will just go in to the back of this. So if you want to check those out, they're available from the sales page for this phone. So you should be able to find them, and you can add those to your order. And if you do so, you will save $3 on your entire order when you add both the sanitizer and the micro USB cables set of three to your cart. And they're all in different lengths too. So if you want to use a shorter one with this, you can, or you can do it however you want. But there's another important thing to say about ports.
You want to be careful with the port with any of your products, because those ports will break. And when they break, the machines, notice I'm stressing machines, are useless, especially for something like this that gives it power.
Now, there is a bit of editing that we're going to do, so you won't be hearing all 6 minutes of this, but you're going to hear a good amount. Just know that it does take 6 minutes in order for this process to occur. And when it's done, you get a nice voice prompt to let you know it. If you're not around when the voice prompt goes off, just know that it only takes 6 minutes and you can open your device and it'll be ready to go, or you can press the button again to know what is going on. So that's really nice as well.
Disinfection process completed.
Perfect. And it is done.
It is done. So I can open up my little box here. There's the phone. And the phone is now nice and clean. One way that you can tell that the sanitization is complete on your phone is if you pull the phone out and smell it. It smells like ozone or electricity, where some of the other ones that we offered did not smell like ozone or electricity.
So this would probably work with your keys or your masks, certainly, if you put your masks in here prior to washing them. And we definitely recommend that, by the way. When you get home, take your mask off, throw it in this thing, sanitize it, and then wash it.
Right, exactly.
The only thing I wouldn't recommend you sniffing after you sanitize it is cash, because cash is just nasty.
True.
What you could do, if you were really concerned about it, is call an IRA agent while you have it in there for a couple minutes and see what the lights are doing. And that would
tell
you.
Or sighted assistance.
Or just get any sighted assistance, of course. Of course. I mentioned IRA just because it's easy and something you can do straight from a different device if you wish. But yeah, if you have sighted assistance available, you could just ask somebody. Because I'm sure the lights turn different colors both when the processes are starting and when they stop, so that you will in fact know. Of course, those of us who can't use the lights and the colors of the lights would not know, which is why the voice prompts are so handy. So let's say that Chris now decides, well, I'd like my phone to smell pretty.
The other button is the incense or aromatherapy button. I think on the device itself it's called the incense button. Don't let that confuse you. It's for essential oil drops.
Messages 2 of 9. Contacts 3 of 9. More applications, 4 of 9.
This is the blind shell phone, and I'll let you hear it talk just to let you know that it is going in the box, and we're going to close the lid. Now, let's say that I'm not paying attention, and I want to use the aromatherapy, but I'm not paying attention to the buttons, and I go,
hello, the disinfection process is in progress.
Oops. You are not able to turn off the sanitization. You can, however, turn off the aromatherapy. However, the sanitization still is running.
And if you press the sterilization button to begin sanitizing your phone, it's going to say in progress. If you forget what's going on and you press it again, it's going to say start or starts. That just means it's still going. So it essentially means, hey, I'm working here, I'm working here, I'm working here. You can't actually stop it. Actually, you can't actually stop it. You can just unplug it. So you can unplug the micro USB cable from the device and plug it back up.
Yes, and the cables are on the front. The back would be where the hinge is when the door lifts up. The front would be closer to you with the two USB ports on it. So I can press the aroma button.
Hello, the aromatherapy is in progress.
So she says the aromatherapy is in progress. If you were to hit that again, though, Chris.
Off.
You can, ironically enough, turn aromatherapy off. You can run these at the same time if you want to. You can run disinfection and you can run aromatherapy at the same time. The one you can't turn off, though, is the disinfection, sterilization, sanitization, whatever you want to call that one. But aromatherapy, interestingly enough, you can turn off. So let's actually fire these up and run these at the same time, and we'll show you what that's like.
Hello, the disinfection process is in progress. Hello, the aromatherapy is in progress.
So in progress means I've started, I'm working. Remember, if you hit the disinfection or sterilization button again, it would say start or starts. We're not exactly sure if it's start or starts, but it doesn't change anything. It doesn't stop it. It doesn't pause it. It just tells you, hey, I'm working, essentially, is what that means. And when you hear these prompts, when this is done, there'll be one and then the other. So what do we start first?
Sanitization. So whichever one you start first is the one that's going to end first.
Yep.
What I like about this is the versatility of it. You can use it for so many things, which is great. I don't see any reason why you couldn't even put your face mask in it. If you've got a reusable mask, if it fits in here, just fold it up, toss it in. I think my mask would fit in there easily, and it'll do the sterilization for you.
Yeah, my masks would fit as well.
So that's an option for you. Obviously, your keys.
You could actually do your toothbrush.
Absolutely.
In here as
that's
well.
Another thing. Yeah, absolutely. So you've got lots of options for it. But let's go back to phones for a second. You heard a statistic about phones, which I've heard before, but it really does give you an idea just how disgusting they get.
Yeah, something about your phone being worse than your toilet.
Who?
Yeah, something like that.
So really, if you have a chance to dump your phone into this once a week, it's probably a really good idea to at least do it that often. And the beauty of it is, this unit is small enough where if you want to put it back in its box or find a place on a desk or a shelf or somewhere, could you carry this with you? Could you travel with this thing?
Oh, yeah, easily. You couldn't put it in a purse. Like, if your purse was the only thing that you were taking with you, you couldn't. But you could definitely put it in a backpack or a suitcase or something like that. So you could take it to those grungy hotels. It's too bad you can't aim it at things. And
yeah, right. Zap things.
Aim it at the hotel bed.
Yeah, right.
But you can't do that because, obviously, the box needs to be shut in order for it to work. Now, I'm not willing to open it up while it's running.
No.
I'm just going to assume that it will not shut off. And
that's the assumption. That's the assumption,
right.
I found from reading about it, because that was one of the things I wanted to check. I don't think it has some kind of emergency thing on it that says, oh, it's open. Shut it down. Because all of these that I've read say, do not open them. Which is the other reason why the voice prompts, I feel for us, particularly if you have no light perception or your light perception is awful like mine, or if you're someone who, for whatever reason, that's just not an option for you, then you want to make absolutely sure you're not spilling UVs into your space and onto your hands or your face. So now I'm going to do some editing and we're going to wait for these processes to end.
Disinfection process completed. Aromatherapy completed.
So no matter which you start first,
it will tell you that it's done.
Exactly.
So now I have a super clean phone in here.
And if you had had aromatherapy, it would have been pretty smelling too.
It would have been, but I had nothing in there.
So you do have to have essential oils in the compartment before it's going to smell pretty.
Also, don't do what I almost did. I had my finger almost on the sterilization button and I lifted it up. So if you're 100% sure that you do not want to activate any of the buttons at all, just unplug it. You can press them and press them and press them and nothing happens. And then when you plug it back in.
Welcome to use the multifunctional disinfection machine.
Didn't you also say there was a little thing on the front where you could pick it up and open it that way too, so you're not touching a button?
That's what I did, but I had my thumb on the button and I had my pointer finger on the edge of the sterilization button.
Right.
So you just want to be careful when you're dealing with that.
Also, probably goes without saying, keep this out of the reach of young kids and pets. So when you're not using or when you are in the midst of using, you want to make sure they can't get to this.
Unplug it and put it away.
Yeah, and when you're using it, keep it up high, somewhere where your littlest ones can't reach. Does it have little feet to keep it from sliding around on your surface?
I was just about to comment. Yes, it does.
Awesome.
It has little rubber feet on the bottom.
That's good.
It's just a rectangular box. It's not sleek. It's not angled. It's not, you know, it's just a small rectangular box. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming and joining us on this tour of the talking phone sanitizer.
We hope you enjoy using it, and we thank you for your support of Mystic Access, for listening to the demo. If you want to order right away, you can do so from this page, of course, if you're listening via the sales page. Or you can give us a call, 716-543-3000. 3323. We're located in New York, and you can reach us between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.